Midwest weather is likely to begin warming now that we've finished out this morning's cold weather bias. Another frosty and light freezy night occurred across parts of the region overnight, and it looks like the temperatures were not any colder than expected. A lot of 30-degree lows being reported. There were a few upper 20s. There were a few pockets out there that were colder than they were yesterday morning. Those would include places like southeastern Missouri and portions of central Kentucky. But overall, I think everything occurred according to plan. And the impact should be about as expected. What is that impact? Well, I think we've probably burned some of the wheat and corn across the region. We have seen at least a couple pictures from central Illinois, and it certainly shows that the corn crop was significantly nipped yesterday. The crop is obviously still very young, but the frost and freezes did hurt the leaf mass, and the crop will have to recover. The milder temperatures and rainfall that's expected across the Midwest over the coming week to 10 days will certainly help to give these crops every opportunity to recover in a favorable manner. But still, since the corn crop does tend to get injured with the environment like we've seen the last couple of mornings, some producers would still prefer to plow under the crop and try it again, especially when we're this early in the season. So there may be some replanting that's done, even though some of these crops would recover favorably with some improved weather conditions over the next couple of weeks. The corn further south into the Tennessee River Basin, parts of the Carolinas and Virginia might have been a little bit more advanced and might have been a little bit more impacted with the cold. And the same is true for some of the wheat. Remember that headed wheat will take temperatures to 30 degrees without an issue, but below 30 for a couple of hours will create a problem for production potential. We didn't see too many locations that fell below that threshold, but there were quite a few that were at the threshold, and so there still may be some damage out there, and we won't know exactly what the impact is for a while. The forecast does still bring on warmer and drier warmer weather, not drier. We'll see an increase in precipitation occurring across the Midwest from two storm systems that will be moved across the region. These two will likely occur between now and Tuesday or early Wednesday of next week, and precipitation will be generalized from parts of Kansas, Missouri, and up into the Great Lakes region. Enough precipitation will fall to lift topsoil moisture notably, and in places like Illinois and Indiana that have seen below average precipitation for an extended period of time will benefit probably most significantly. The forecast thereafter will likely bring a frequent succession of weak weather systems across the region to produce additional showers every once in a while, and temperatures are fairly close to normal on average. So the environment will become favorable for crop development and future planting, although we will see enough rain between now and the early part of next week to shut down or at least greatly slow some of the field progress across parts of the Midwest. The southeastern corner of the country continues to have a little bit of a drier bias that needs to be dealt with, and it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime real soon. And the same is true for the northern U.S. plains and southern parts of Canada's prairies, in particular southern Saskatchewan. These areas will also continue to maintain a drier than usual biased environment. The only other frost and freeze event coming up over the next week to 10 days will impact the west central and northernmost sections of the plains and maybe across the Great Lakes region. This will occur Sunday and Monday. We'll look for temperatures in the northwesternmost parts of hard red winter wheat country to drop down into a few upper 20s and 30s, and don't expect to see any more damage in those areas than what we saw in the Midwest over the past couple of days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.